Praised be Jesus and Mary. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. For our reflection today, I'd like to take as our starting point some words of wisdom from the Holy Father, some commentary of his own on this gospel from a couple of years ago, and 2 points principally that our Pope points out. First, speaking of these images of salt and light, he says that salt is something to be used and not to keep for oneself, but to give to others. It's true of both salt and light. Both of them are for others and not for oneself. Salt does not give flavor to itself. Light does not illuminate itself. And this, the Pope refers this reflection to a fundamental Christian attitude that we must have, to give of oneself, to give flavor to the lives of others, to give flavor to many things, to all of creation, to all of reality, to the whole world with the message of the gospel. We Christians have been entrusted with this gospel, with the word of God, the living word of God, to share it with others. We should never be afraid to engage the world, to leave a mark on the world, to leave a flavor in the world, to illumine the world, to shed light on the world, which very often is enveloped in darkness, without knowledge of the truth. So we as Christians, we should be ready, willing, and zealous even, to influence others with the truth and joy of the gospel. And then the second point that the Holy Father suggests to us to reflect on is this. You might be wondering how long salt and light can last without running out. The Holy, our Lord himself says, warns us that salt can lose its taste and light can be hidden. Well, how long can salt and light last without running out if we continue to give of ourselves relentlessly? There's that danger. What do we do to avert that danger? The Pope goes on and says that we must have always a charged battery, so to speak, a reservoir of salt and light. And this battery that generates this light, this reservoir of salt, is simply prayer, the Holy Father reminds us. Because what we give as Christians is not something of our own. Whether it be the laity in the world, they don't give anything of their own. The Christian way of life is something that has been given to them. That dignity of children of God has been given to them, to all of us. Priests, too, they don't preach themselves, their own ideas, but rather the doctrines of Christ. It's something that we receive from our Lord, and we must constantly ask for, constantly get from our Lord. We must constantly ask our Lord to supply to us so that it might never run out, so that our salt might not lose its taste, so that the light might not grow dim. And we do all this in prayer, which is so fundamental for us and which must be our very light, our very life, must be prayer itself, constant communication with God, a constant connection with God, so that our salt might never lose its flavor, but might be able to leave and might be able to influence the world, to leave its flavor in the world, to keep it from corruption, and to give it that joy and that beautiful flavor of the truth and of that freedom that comes in Christ. Praised be Jesus and Mary.